Workers are busy reconstructing the Hector Martinez building in the center of Saravena. Last month, a car bomb exploded, destroying much of this block. Dissidents of former FARC rebels are being blamed for the attack, which killed one person. The buildings house human rights groups, social organizations, and unions.
We were holding a security meeting because of the way the conflict was evolving, with direct attacks against social organizations and community leaders. The FARC dissidents are accusing us of sympathizing with the ELN, and that's how they justified attacking us.
Arauca, an oil-rich region on the border with Venezuela, has been mostly calm since the signing of a peace deal between the government and FARC rebels in 2016. But violence returned as FARC dissident groups began to fight ELN rebels for control of drug trafficking and contraband routes. Since the beginning of the year, more than 60 people have been killed, others kidnapped or forcibly displaced. Rocio Delgado, sister of security guard Simeon Delgado, killed in the explosion, says locals are terrified.
This war is absurd, and my brother is just one of many victims. Everybody is anxious because we don't know what will happen tomorrow. Even on a quiet day, people can't sleep, can't rest well. They fear leaving their house. Everything has been affected.
Normally at 6:30 p.m., the streets of the center of Saravena would be alive with people shopping. But since the conflict started, shops are closing early and people are hurrying home, fearing another possible attack. And on top of that, the mayor has imposed a curfew every night starting at 9 p.m.
The government has increased its military presence in the area. The violence has pushed more than a dozen health workers to quit after hospitals were also threatened by the groups. Catholic priest Albert Giraldo is holding healing sessions to help workers deal with trauma. He says part of the problem is that the military is mainly protecting the oil infrastructure in a region long neglected by the government.
It's a problem that goes back in history. The government has always prioritized protecting military infrastructure instead of the people. The church has asked the president to reopen the door to a peace dialogue with the ELN. There was supposed to be a meeting in Stockholm. The government didn't go. We are also trying to talk to then dissidents, but we are on our own.
While hundreds have left, others like Sonia Lopez promised to rebuild and continue their work for the people, even if it might cost them their life. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Saravena.